Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is the podcast for you.
Hey friends, welcome back to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. If you are new to the show, it's because you just found us through the video portion, which I added, frankly, because I'm not stupid. And I see that it has helped Joe Rogan's show grow and also my man, Dan Bongino, who frankly has my favorite podcast out there. If you're not listening to Dan Bongino, you're absolutely crazy. He's so smart. Do you listen to him, Brandon?
I do.
Love Dan Bongino. He connects the dots. I love people who connect the dots. But anyway, if you're a regular listener, you've been with me for 3.5 years and I appreciate you. So all you video people, get on your iTunes podcast, go back and listen to all the old episodes. There's some really great stuff as we've looked at the real side of real estate that HGTV is scared of, frankly. But when you are a professional realtor, you cannot afford to be scared. And today I'm bringing to y'all one of my favorite humans and realtors on the planet, Brandon Martin's from South Dakota. And so for most of y'all, you've never seen anybody from South Dakota before. I present to you, Brandon, your first South Dakotan. Brandon, thanks for being on the show.
Haley, I'm super excited to be here. And yes, it's true. We do have internet in South Dakota.
So what was funny, though, is Brandon was at a class that I was with in December, and as soon as he said he was from South Dakota, all the people turned around. They're like, oh, I've never met anybody from South Dakota. That was hilarious, dude. Yeah, did you notice that?
It was. It was like a mammoth just walked into the room, and everybody's like, oh, I've never seen one in real life.
There's a real one? What? Yeah. People live there?
They do, in a couple cities.
Right. I mean, it's not in very many places, but for full disclosure, I should tell y'all, Pierre, South Dakota is my favorite state capital. I would live in Pierre in a flat minute, given the opportunity to move. So if you ever find out or hear a rumor that Lee Brown has moved to Pierre, South Dakota, it is entirely possible that it has happened. But Brandon, tell them how long you've been in real estate, how you wound up there, any tidbits they should know about you.
Sure. So 14 and a half years in the business. Basically, when I first started out in the business, I learned a lot about one thing, and one thing in particular is that realtors need some help. One thing I want to do in my career is leave it better than I found it and make sure that I can focus on whatever that looks like. If it means coming on Crazy Shit in Real Estate with Lee Brown, or if it means, you know, raising up my team, raising up agents in my community to be able to really raise that bar.
Well, and it's no big secret that my podcast is a thinly veiled discussion about what professional real estate actually is. Correct. And what it could look like and how the best realtors make it better. So that's really no big secret. But I know consumer friends, I know y'all like all our little gushy stories, and that's why we have them here for you, because we frankly enjoy it too. But 14 and a half years will give you perspective you never expected. And I'm going to wager a guess that being in real estate is nothing like you anticipated. So you can tell us a crazy story, but then I want to move into something we were talking about in the pre-show, because there's crazy things about real estate that most people don't understand at all. But start with real estate. What's the story you tell when you walk home at the end of the day and you get to see your beautiful wife, Michelle, and you're like, girlfriend, you have got to hear what happened today. And she's like, oh God, not again. But instead she's like, oh, do tell. And what's the good story?
So I'm going to go back way back in time, and this comes, you know, safety has been a big deal in real estate. And so when I first started, you did whatever you could do to sell a house. And that's what you did because you wanted to put food on the table. So had some folks that reached out on a foreclosure that was on a minimum maintenance road about 40 miles from Sioux Falls. And it was 20.
Wait a minute. What's minimum maintenance by South Dakota standards?
Dirt road.
Okay.
Dirt road. Yeah, not that interstate, dirt road. And we do have interstates too. But realistically though, is $25,000. They had a minimum commission. It was a foreclosure, kind of did what you had to do to make it happen. And so basically I met these people out there, and when I pulled up and I just saw them standing there, they were a couple, sort of. They were on their third time being married to each other.
To each other?
To each other. And so it's
kind of love that,
right? It's like, do you guys really love each other?
We do. We think we're sure of it. We're convinced.
Right? We're pretty sure. And so basically this place was just a joke. I don't know. I love Swiss cheese, and this reminded me of Swiss cheese. So the furthest I went was into the kitchen, and I let them meander through the house because there was no way that I was going to do this and see everything going on through this house, because I really didn't care that much. And they just felt off. They felt like they were Oh, slow off. You get that sketchy gut feeling. I know that happens for women all the time. Hairs up on the back
of the neck.
Got it. You got it. My one thing I learned from that is to follow that. That's your intuition. Just roll with it. And I may be a big dude and I may be strong and be able to take that. But at the same time, there's a whole lot of stupid out there we got to deal with on a daily basis. So basically, these people bought the house. They were pretty nuts. We're almost to that time of year again where on Valentine's Day night at about 2 a.m., I received a phone call from her. She left me a voicemail. My wife, Michelle, was like, "What is going on?" And I was like, "Well, it's this person." And she goes, "Oh my gosh." I let it go. Called back again right away. I let it go. Called back again. I answered the phone at 2 whatever time. She had left me as much message as she could through the 2 messages. Third one I answered. "Oh, I didn't expect for you to answer." And I was like, "Well, you're calling my only phone."
And multiple times.
There must be an emergency at 2 a.m. The next day, she wanted to get my wife flowers. She wanted to do all these things. Well, make a long story shortly, the mortgage broker that became a realtor not too long after that, because we have the best industry in the world and we're the best people ever. So we took a best person out of mortgage and brought him into real estate. He reached out to me while he was still in mortgage and said, "Hey, check out this article." And both husband and wife drove to a road further than that one, I guess, and committed double suicide. And both ended up taking their own lives in the middle of this road. And so when you get those hairs on the back of your neck and something don't feel right, something ain't right.
So you still don't know why they were calling you in the middle of the night?
Yeah, she was calling because she was all worried about different things with the house. And it was all fine. Like just random questions. Like call me at 8 a.m. questions. Call me at noon. But it just came to her at 2 a.m. and she didn't know how to write a note, I guess. So that's what happened though. But yeah. When you have those moments and it hits that close to home and something crazy like that happens afterwards, that's when you implement, you have the, your policy in place. I implemented a very similar policy back then, slightly different play on words, which I'm not going to use on your podcast because some people don't like that word.
They don't need to know everything,
but it doesn't matter. And so, you know, my team has that exact same methodology today, and we focus on safety first because there's no reason to get hurt in a vacant house showing it to some stranger.
Well, and the thing is, like, they bought the house, and so I can already hear what our realtor friends would say is, "But it was a sale. It's not right. Like they didn't actually buy anything." And that's often used as a cover for bad safety practices of, but they bought. That's got nothing to do with anything. Because I'm going to ask you a question and see if you remember back when you showed that house to them, did anybody know to whom you were showing the house or where you were showing it? Or was this you in your car with your super key and the MLS printout and off you went, or truck, I guess?
I think my wife knew because it was just a random out in the middle of nowhere. Cause I did feel secure enough to be able to say, "Hey, I'm going to this wacko house that's out in the middle of nowhere."
Which is surprising that you would tell anybody because, you know, most realtors just print the sheet and off they go.
Yeah. It's totally, "Oh, okay. We'll meet you there." And it's just not the smart way to do it.
Well, that's how we lost our girl, Beverly Carter, in Arkansas 5 years ago. And her son, Carl, is now the guy who runs the Beverly Carter Foundation because he lost his mama out showing this property to strangers. Nobody knew where she was. She winds up murdered and buried in a shallow grave. All because she was trying to take care of people. Because in real estate, it's not even that you're just chasing the commission to get food on the table. You're often trying to help somebody who's in a rush. They're going to be homeless. Right. They need to buy a house today, blah, 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 blah. And nobody could find her. And could they have helped her if they'd known? It's possible. I mean, we have apps now. There's safety, jewelry. There's everything else. I mean, I take care of my own safety in the form of a 380, frankly, what Brandon won't tell. I carry a gun in my business. But look, I am fair about it. Look on my door over there. See, I practice. I got a real good pattern over there. Because if you're going to carry, I do believe strongly that you should be trained if you're going to carry and don't be stupid. But in real estate, it's not talked about very much, but we're talking about it more. So Brandon, what are you training the agents in your space? So you work hard to make sure they have better business practices than you did. Outside of the safety catch-alls that we have inside our offices, what do you tell them about how to educate buyers and sellers about the way that we could and should do real estate so that there are less of these bad, crazy situations.
Yeah. So something we've just recently focused on, which I feel was something we should have done a long time ago, was just getting a copy of their driver's license, getting an idea who that is. So I have a point system that I do with my team. And so that's actually on there as they get points if they get that copy of that driver's license.
Oh, I like that. I'm going to write that down.
You know, obviously we have all kinds of different things that people that we know that it's different. You know, if your uncle calls you and wants to buy a house, you're not going to probably get a copy of his driver's license. But it's the strangers. It's the people you don't know. And then we try to make it where you have a 15-minute quick meetup, 5, 10, 15 minutes. Wherever you can, whether it's at the office while the office is open. We don't need them to meet in a vacant office. It's no different than a damn vacant house.
Right.
Or we look at it from a situation of there's Starbucks that are open till 9 o'clock at night. Scooters, coffee here locally are open till 9 o'clock at night. You've got all these places open. Yes, we have Starbucks too, Lee. I know you're smiling there.
I am because I've had Scooters and it's not that good. So I guess if I don't like Starbucks, it tastes burnt. So y'all need to get
to have it in South Dakota. It's a little better here because we got better water. It's fresher. Less people are drinking it.
Your water does taste good up there. Probably doesn't have a lot of contaminants.
Not as good as that bubbly stuff though. But
my bubbly says hello. You ever noticed on the tabs it says hello? Yeah. This one says, oh, hi. And I like my water to talk to me.
Yeah, that's awesome. So basically that's one of the things is like, hey, just need 5 minutes, 10 minutes of your time. We'll meet up prior. Something also that I learned from the thing we were at together in December was using our agency disclosure as a talking point and meeting with them and not just having it something where you're like, yeah, we have to fill this out because the state says so, but saying like I stole from, I can't remember if it was you or who it was for sure. It might've been April, but it was a situation where it's like, hey, I'm sure other realtors have talked to you about this as well, but we want to make sure you understand that was you. And we make sure you understand.
April's much classier than I am. I'm sneaky.
Right. But you know how it is. You know that they have never heard it from a damn soul.
And but they should have.
They should have because it's important. The rules. Right? So, you know, we're also in a South Dakota is a state that practices limited agency. I know your stance on that. We're not going to get into that. But in general, it's one of those situations that it's a good opportunity to talk to people and educate them. And we talk about how consumers are so much smarter. They're really not. They don't understand the whole process from start to finish. That's our job, so we need to own it.
Right, and they just don't do it that often. It's not that consumers aren't super smart and educated, but when you do something infrequently, you're just not going to be that good at it. Like, I love that old adage of once you learn how to ride a bike, you never forget. Right. And that might be true, but my ass hadn't been on a bike in approximately 8 years. If I get on one right now, it won't be pretty. I might could ride it, but it won't be well.
There's things that are going to hurt that haven't hurt like that for a while.
I don't want to. I get too distracted by traffic, and which means traffic would get distracted by me. So I'll just run. So let's talk about a different topic. We're going to go long because it's my show and I get to do that. Yeah. So we were briefly discussing, you and I are both pretty dialed in politically, and it's not that we're focused heavily on presidential politics, which is what everybody migrates to in an election year. Right. But as realtors, we're actually working on the local and state level with some pretty serious legislative issues right now. And I'll just tell you, in North Carolina last year, and we're a purple state, we're fairly large, but not, you know, California and New York big. But in our legislature, which is a part-time legislature, over 360 bills last year were related to real estate. That's how many we tracked just related to real estate, which means the other two-thirds of their bills had nothing to do with us. So our legislators are overloaded. So we'll give them credit for not being able to stay totally dialed into everything. So that's why Brandon and I are very dialed in, because as realtors, our job is to call up our friends in the legislature and say, hey, I know that you're swamped, so let me give you the 3 bullet points on what we just sent over, because it's really important. And when we're talking about legislation, we're talking about stuff that's going to infect. It will infect, like coronavirus. Bad legislation is the freaking coronavirus, Brandon. I didn't write this down before. Holy crap. Because rent control started on the West Coast. You say Manhattan started a long time ago, but they're kind of their own little island. But Oregon passes it statewide. California's been messing with it. And now Colorado's talking about it. Rent control is infectious. And it's like coronavirus because it kills property value. I'm writing this down because it just occurred to me. So thank you for inspiring me. But tell us what's happening in South Dakota with property rights, because y'all are a traditionally super red state. Do super red states impact property with bad legislation like blue states do?
Every once in a while, every few years. So we have the part-time legislator as well. But really what it comes down to is they always try to find something. We do in South Dakota, we do have a transfer tax, where I know a lot of states don't.
How much?
So it's about $1 per thousand. So it's not.
Or is this $2 per thousand?
Yep. So it's not a huge amount, but there's been legislation through the years that has been tried to be pushed through that is either $5 a thousand, $10 a thousand. They're trying to do it in regards to the townships and different things like that because they need more money for the roads.
Oh, but it's reality, only $10.
It's only $10 times $200,000. So that affects our property owners by $2,000 just to sell their home. So that's something that I haven't seen anything yet this year, but I'm sure the same person that always brings it up has been trying to stir that pot again.
Which is another reason to let some legislators go out to pasture. And by the way, if you're a voter, why don't you call your realtor friends? Because in your state and in your town, there are hyper-connected people just like myself and Brandon. In fact, we might know who they are. Right. They can tell you if a particular legislator had ought to stay or had ought to go, because not all of them should be allowed to stay in place.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that one thing, Lee, you know, we're talking about the stateside stuff, and there's always things that happen nationally as well, but there's things that impact us locally that we need to make sure we have a voice at the table. One thing happening right now in Sioux Falls itself is we're adding a new high school to our school district.
Yay!
And so we're redistricting, and we're in that process, which is fantastic to have that growth. That'll mean that we now have 4 public schools in the Sioux Falls school district, which is partially broken by a couple different towns because the way they have it set up. But there's a potential of affecting property values. The first draft of their rough idea, which I think was just to stir the pot, has kids that are basically 12 blocks from the school they're going to now that would be 2 miles away. So it's fighting through that. It's focusing on that because that's going to affect property values as well. It affects our consumers. Our clients are my number one. And so whatever we can do to protect them is the most important. One way, before you do it, one way to be able to protect those clients as realtors is that little shiny pin, like Lee has. Hers is different color than mine. Mine's still gold, but she has a little white stuff and making it look
one pretty. One day, Brandon, one day.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yours is the better value. Mine was more expensive, but yours is a value. I'll give you that.
And the little blue ribbon matters too. And so it is important to be able to make those investments into RPAC because that does help us be able to lobby against some of these dumb things that come across, whether it's locally, statewide, or nationally. And so we actually have a voice and a seat at the table as opposed to just allowing it to just go by like it's no big deal.
And pay attention, y'all, because when realtors talk politics, we're not worried about R's and D's. We're worried about what impacts the neighbors in our communities. And that doesn't mean that your partisan affiliation isn't important, but for us, it's not. We care about how you vote on issues related to property rights and what impacts our neighbors and their stability in the future. So we do work across party lines because that's who we are. So Brandon, if anybody's looking for an amazing connected realtor in South Dakota, they need advice for the primaries or the generals. They need to know who to vote for and they need to know how to list their house. How can they reach you and your amazing team?
Sure. So you can visit the website. We actually just did a name change. I took my name off of it. And it's a little bit out there now. So it's inrealtygroup.com. You can visit that. You can always email me at brandon@inrealtygroup.com. Or you can always hit me up on Facebook because I'm not as cool as people like Lee. I still have a couple friend spots left. So definitely look me up. I'd be glad to talk to you about whatever it is, real estate, and help you push forward.
And thank you.
Yeah.
For all the work that you're doing to help other agents get better, because you have an amazing team. And thank you for investing in all of us, because any realtor who wears this pin is not investing in one realtor. They're investing in all neighbors in this great country. So thank you for the work that you do on behalf of all your neighbors.
Thank you for being amazing too, Lee. You do all those same things.
And is my running shirt that I got from the Martins team, is it now a collector item? Because
that would actually have some nostalgic value now. Yeah, I never thought about that.
I'm going to shadow box it and hang it on the wall.
Don't do that. That's kind of crazy.
Well, if I'm accused of that again, that'll be the 47th time today. All right. So if you're watching this, listening to this, thank you. Hit subscribe. Give me 5 stars because I'll cry if you don't. And I'm probably going to start adding some sponsors to the show. as I leave RE/MAX and open up my boutique firm, One Community Real Estate, which is official on February 1st. So we're recording this the day before I leave. So by the time this airs, it'll be old news, but I'm going to be looking for some sponsors so we can make this thing grow a little bit and talk more about real estate in a fun way. And you want to be on the show? I know you do. Hit me up at Lee Brown on Twitter if you like the political dumpster fire. If you don't, hit me up here on YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram where it's more fun. And I'll see you next time.
If you are listening to this episode and you need to tell us something about your crazy life in or around real estate, then tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the social networks. That's if you're a broker, realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular normal human being who happens to have dealt in real estate. Subscribe for more episodes. And as always, we are thrilled that you joined us for some crazy shit in real estate. See you next time.